live across Sydney.
On the ABC Listen app.
On digital radio.
On your smart speaker.
Play ABC Radio Sydney.
And on 7.02 AM. Mornings with Catherine Robinson.
7.02 ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, taking you back now to the developing story in the last day, we saw overnight actually that that airplane crash out of India. It's now being reported that more than 290 people have been killed after the Air India plane bound for London crashed moments after takeoff. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was heading from the western city of Ahmedabad to Gatwick Airport. There were 242 people on the flight, with a British passenger the only known survival. President Donald Trump says America is willing to assist.
The plane crash was terrible. I've already told them anything we can do. It's a big country, a strong country. They'll handle it, I'm sure. But I let them know that anything we can do, we'll be over there immediately. But it was a horrific crash. It looks like most are gone.
Well, James Dixon is an aviation industry analyst and former A380 Airbus captain and is with me now. Good morning, James.
G'day, Catherine.
Clearly, investigations are going on as it's just, 12 hours since the disaster, if not a little bit more. What are your initial thoughts on what you've seen and what you've heard?
Well, pilots have to immediately try and put their heads around what's going on with these crashes, because many of them have got to get flying the next day. Mm. And so you really want to get your head around it. So we were all sort of misled overnight. Flight Radar 24, which is the service that we all get that shows where the airplane went, showed that the airplane had only used half the runway. And so we were assuming that they were not reaching flying speed, which is a big problem. But this morning, Flight Radar's put out a statement saying that they've gone into their data and found out that the pilots did the correct thing. They came out of the taxiway onto the from the terminal onto the taxiway, went to the end of the runway and did the takeoff from the full length. So that was one thing that around the world pilots have been thinking. This morning we've also got something else: security footage from the airport's left-hand side of the runway, where we can see the airplane take off and fly right to the crash site. And what's really noticeable about this plane is that it takes up into the sky, and when you should be lifting up the wheels, the plane stops climbing. The wheels stay down the whole time.
Okay.
But the airplane starts gradually descending. So that would indicate to us that the pilots have pulled up the flaps instead of the gear. And as the flaps are retracting, the airplane is losing lift. And it was still flying when it crashed. Wow. Most plane crashes, they stall and then the plane falls out of the sky and causes massive destruction. Mm. In this case, the man actually just stepped out of his seat through the emergency exit and walked away. So there's a big difference between a plane crashing and a plane sort of flying into the ground slowly like this.
Yeah. I mean, for the vision that I've seen, I'm sure you've seen, you're commenting on it now, it's extraordinary. It's very slow. And I imagine it felt even much slower for those there, that it was just, it just stops. It stops ascending and then just slowly comes to the ground in that awful catastrophe that we saw. Just with respect to safety and the Dreamliner, had there been any concerns around this aircraft?
Oh, there's been lots of concerns with the Dreamliner from the very beginning, that it had the batteries that caused fires in it from the very beginning. It was grounded for about 7 months, I think, when it first started. So these things have progressively been fixed over the time since it's been in service now. And this is the first takeoff crash like this of this aeroplane. And so they've been fixing up a lot of things on the run. And, of course, Boeing has been going through some dramas with the 737 MAX and the production of the Dreamliner. So they've really had a rough time over the last period of time. But we look at this and this appears very much to be a pilot error crash, not an aeroplane problem.
Okay. So you would rule out then other suggestions of perhaps a bird strike?
Oh, yeah. No, this isn't a bird strike and it's not even an engine failure. There's no popping and there's no smoke pouring out the back. The tracking is straight. When you lose an engine on one side, the airplane deviates, and so you've got to correct that with the rudder, and that's all visible for people looking on the radar traces. No, this looks to be flying. We've got audio of it, and it sounds like the engines are both running flat out all the time.
And so will the rediscovery and emergence of a black box give much more light to all of this?
Yes, the black box will be very, very important in this. And because the tail is intact, and that's where they keep the black boxes. In fact, if you want to survive an aircraft crash, you know, find out where they put the black boxes and sit on them, because that's the only bit they really want back. And they'll find out when they read it that the data will tell them exactly what's happened.
I mean, obviously, this is speculation so far. An investigation from a multinational, I imagine, investigation is going to be going on given the nationalities of all those on board. So it's fair to say that what we're discussing right now is speculative. But in your expert opinion, this is what you've seen and this is what you're gathering from what you've seen. What have you heard so far from Boeing?
Well, just that everyone's, they press the big red button and everyone goes there. So you've got Boeing on their way there. It's run by the DGCA in India, the air safety branch in India. They look after the whole thing. And immediately the operators, so Boeing will be there. I think it's GE who have the engines, who provided the engines. They have representatives there. Everyone races to the scene to help the locals with some backroom advice, so that they've got experts over their shoulders when they're looking for things. And all these other operators will help the DGCAA. And if they find that they're overwhelmed, as in the case of Malaysian Airlines, when they had the MH17 crashing in Ukraine. Mm. In that case, the people from Amsterdam took over and offered to help, and then helped them massively with the recovery situation. So they'll get lots of help from IATA. It's a club of airlines. They all get together, and with ICAO, the regulator, they'll make sure that there's enough people on the scene to make sure we get the right answers.
How long do you think it will take to get answers? How long do these investigations usually take?
About 10 times longer than everyone wants, you know, especially for the families and friends. We want answers today, but they do these investigations correctly, and they go backwards and forwards, and they piece things back together again in hangars and places like that. So they do a huge amount of work all around the world, and it could take probably 2 or 3 weeks before there'll be a preliminary report, and they may put out another preliminary report before they put out a final report. And I'd say the final report will be about a year and a half to 2 years.
And so tell me, James, as an aviation industry analyst and former A380 Airbus captain, I imagine a lot of you still have a lot of colleagues in the industry. What has been the reaction from that cohort?
As usual. It's pure shock straight away. Mm. And because we all know people working around the world, and, you know, I know two people working for Air India and in management who are facing this, and our thoughts go out to them, and we usually touch base and let them know that we're here if they need a chat, because it's very shocking to be in the situation. And then, of course, there's the crews who are on layovers by themselves in hotel rooms in the back of clock in New York, who are going to get in that type of aeroplane and fly it home tomorrow. You know, they start worrying. It's a big problem. Mm. And every time it happens, we all sort of club together, and the Twitter sphere goes crazy, and so does Facebook and WhatsApp, and we're keeping in tabs with each other, speculating as to what could be the cause.
Mm-hmm. Speculating at this stage, indeed, as I mentioned before. Do you expect there'll be a grounding of any fleets of these Dreamliners?
I wouldn't think that. I would not think that. I think it's pretty obvious to for people in the industry what's happened here.
A devastating time for the aviation industry, all those families and friends and loved ones who have died in this incident. I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on this, James Nixon.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. And that was James Nixon there. He is an aviation industry analyst and former A380 Airbus captain.